This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and you know, I brought this company up to my listeners about 2 or 3 months ago, and I said, you know, this is a great company here in the Scottsdale, Arizona area, and keep your eye on the ball because they're all about drivers, stabilizers, and facilitators. We're talking no other than Alpine Fort Technologies. While they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ALPP, their fourth quarter, they absolutely crushed it. And here to talk about the fourth quarter is the CEO of the company, Kent Wilson. Kent, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you for having me, and thanks for that nice introduction there. Appreciate being on the show.
You know, 65% is what I saw over 2016. What gives? I saw that you guys got three new customers in the fourth quarter also, so you guys are absolutely crushing it over there.
Yeah, we're doing well. Fourth quarter turned out pretty much how we thought it would be. Actually turned out a little bit better than we thought it would be. But the fourth quarter for us really, you know, all three subsidiaries were starting to fire on, you know, what we would consider on all cylinders. QCA grew as a percentage over last year, Quality Circuit Assembly. Our Altea, our connected car company, really, that was where the most of the growth came from. They, you know, really just started selling the product last February, their telematics product, and landed some pretty big contracts in the third quarter that materialized in the fourth quarter. So, you know, really excited about that entity. And, you know, unfortunately, last April, with our oil field services company, we had a theft of a customer and some of our equipment and caused some damages to the growth of that company in the second and the third quarter. But lo and behold, they've really kind of righted that ship. They're doing very well. Fourth quarter turned out to be, you know, a record quarter for them. And they really are growing in the right direction. And we're actually very excited to see how they're going to do in the first quarter, so of 2018. But when you combine all that, you know, when you look at the fourth quarter of last year, versus the fourth quarter of, or when I say last year, 2016.
Right.
Versus the fourth quarter of 2017, you know, we grew at a substantial rate.
I saw that.
That's something that we were really proud of, and, you know, we expect even more growth in the first quarter.
You know, you guys are all about bringing out new technologies. Like I said, you look at a company and you devise it as a driver or a stabilizer or a facilitator. I want to talk about this new technology you guys have out. I believe it's Spectrum EBOS. What is that all about and what is that going to do for the company?
Yeah, that's another press release that we did. And, you know, I'm excited to talk about that system. Spectrum is not really a company yet. It's a system that we have developed, and I guess I'll kind of explain, you know, what the acronym means. Spectrum obviously is usually a typically an array of either colors or different things that show a variance from one to other, and so we took the name Spectrum and added it to what we have coined Spectrum EBOS or EBOS, which essentially stands for Spectrum Enterprise Business Operating System. And an EBOS essentially provides a very powerful and purposeful way to integrate several different bifurcated systems into one. For example, you know, you have ERP, which is an enterprise resource planning system. You have a DMS, which is a document management system. You have a CRM, which is a customer resource management system. You have, you know, office-based programs such as Word, Excel, email. You have business intelligence programs. Spectrum combines all of them into one system. And then it adds a little bit extra to it. It combines a very robust collaboration tool set, so that all the functionality pieces of a EBOS system are uniform and that people in the system can collaborate and do so effectively. And then we've added one more, you know, unique perspective to Spectrum EBOS. It is a true blockchain ledger system that helps, you know, the market is kind of crazy about cryptocurrencies, but the technology behind that blockchain is really is guiding the future and driving the ability to ensure the integrity of transactions. And as a public entity like Alpine is, our auditors, you know, want to know that when we, you know, file an invoice or file a purchase order or file a sales order or any type of other audited type of transaction within our accounting platform, that it's factual and it's real and it's unique. And a blockchain ledger system allows us to do that. And so that is the embodiment of Spectrum eBOS.
How did you guys come up with the concept for Spectrum?
You know, we at Alpine 4 coined the term eBOS, you know, or Enterprise Business Operating System, in an attempt to reconcile serious gaps in the way that technology, people, and business work together. As CEO of a very unique, you know, holding company like Alpine 4, with many divergent subsidiaries that's growing continuously and adding new subsidiaries, I set the mandate in early 2016 to develop an in-house system to ensure the uniformity in the way that our subsidiaries report their results. And this really became the basis for what we call Spectrum eBOS today.
You know, I was listening to one of your interviews, and I was amazed to hear you put out some projections, which I'm still kind of shocked, but I want to hear it from you personally. I understand that for 2018, you got projections of revenues for your company, Alpine 4 Technologies, set at around $61 to $85 million. Is that true?
It is. I mean, we make those assessments in the now. You know, we're looking at what do we have today and, you know, projecting those out. But those projections that we've made are still valid. I mean, it really comes down to our acquisition strategy. How are we able to implement against that? But, and some things are out of our control. You have banking relationships that change. Sometimes they'll fill their capital requirements for the year and or the quarter, and that may delay things. And you have sellers of businesses that have certain ideas about expectation and price. But all things being equal, when we look at the complete body of things, we're still projecting in that range, and that's not that far for us. It really is only adding, you know, two, possibly three more subsidiaries in 2018 to get there. So, yeah, we still hold that to be evident and true for 2018.
Your stock price is around 30 cents a share, still grossly undervalued. That's how I see it. We're talking about Alpine 4 Technologies today here on Stock Day. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ALPP. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Kent Wilson. Where do you see Spectrum headed here in the future?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that. We really view Spectrum eBOS as the wave of the future. When you look at the current market for enterprise resource planning systems, which is makes up a large portion of Spectrum, you really either have Oracle or SAP, and they're the leaders in the market. But they are geared for large tier companies, and they don't house all the necessary components needed to seamlessly, you know, run an enterprise. They don't use a collective collaboration system, if you will, meaningfully, nor do they utilize blockchain type of ledger system. Which, you know, can be problematic, at least from the collaboration standpoint, when you're using Oracle or SAP to really drive meaningful information towards the front lines that can use it. And then you have the mid-tier and small-tier markets, and these systems are what we would, you know, call dumb systems. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but just meaning that they don't really utilize intelligence in the way they deploy things. And so they have literal or no collaboration, and they're very limited in their abilities. And the systems these businesses employ, such as DMS, BI, which is business intelligence, and ERP, are all bifurcated and disjointed, meaning they're separate systems. So you got to get out of one and move into another. And those are geared for the mid-tier and small-tier markets. And now you have Spectrum eBOS, which is a tool, you know, a collection of tool sets, if you will, a strong BI platform to drive information to the front lines, a collaboration mechanism that allows people to work meaningfully and purposefully together, and it's secured by a blockchain ledger system. we believe you have the right ingredients for a market winner. So once we get done with our pilots, they're currently working Spectrum EMOS, we will most likely bifurcate that product out into its own company and allow to start offering it to small and medium-sized businesses around the U.S. and abroad that don't have access to systems like Oracle or SAP. And so we see a bright future for Spectrum. Not only are we using it, but we're going to deploy it externally as a business unit. And, you know, the market for that, from our projections, is fairly large. I mean, you're looking at between a $6 and $7 billion market. So, again, another driver company for us, potentially, that can be market dominant and really benefit, U.S. and businesses, on a global sense, very robustly. So we're proud of it.
Alpine Four Technologies is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. Like I said, their stock's trading around 30, 32 cents, still grossly undervalued. Kenton, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
You know, we in our other radio interviews and, other groups and other press releases we've done, we've really been highlighting the results in a progression way. Fourth quarter was looking great. And we met those expectations. 2018 is just looking fantastic for Alpine. We have really driven the what we call the optimization phase in all of our subsidiaries, and they're starting to bear fruit. So record revenues are coming from that. We're going to see net profitability in the first quarter of this year. At least I still believe that firmly. I don't see anything that's showing me differently. And we're excited about that. And we know that will be a pivotal point for Alpine for as we grow the company and provide value to our shareholders.
Well, it's one thing about a CEO to talk about your company, but there's other thing I can say about you, Kent. You're executing, and that's what it's all about. I want to thank you for coming on my show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days, give us an update of what's going on with your company, and I look forward to it.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Everett. You have a great organization. We love talking with you. So thanks for the good kudos, and we look forward to coming back on your show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.